Focus. Listening. What's the topic? You are going to hear 11 speakers, each one talking about a different topic. After each item, there will be a short pause for you to choose from the list on your answer sheet which topic you think is being mainly talked about. Then, write the letter of the topic you choose in the appropriate box. You can only use each letter once. The items will be read once only. There will be an example to begin with, so you will see what you have to do. But first, take a look at the 20 topics listed on your answer sheet, and remember, you can only use 10 of them when you complete your answers. Do that now, please. Now, listen to the example.
By watching speed daters and online daters, social scientists have minutely calculated what turns people off. They've consistently found different levels of pickiness in men and women. The psychologist who studied speed dating found that, on average, a woman got a yes from about half the men she met, meaning that the guy would like to go out with her. But a man, on average, got the thumbs up from only a third of the women. A study of speed daters in Germany showed that women were not only pickier than men, but also more realistic about their own appeal in the dating market.
The speaker was talking about relationships. You would therefore have filled in the letter P in the box. Now, continue in the same way with the 10 remaining speakers. What's the topic? Number 1.
There are, of course, some super wealthy people who are notoriously tight-fisted. But there are also amazing stories of people who did well and give back. George Soros, for one, and Bill Gates. There are also a very few who prefer to give quietly. Take Chuck Feeney, the New Jersey philanthropist. You might never have heard of him. His name is not on any building. But he has transferred all his vast wealth, made from duty-free shops, to a foundation worth almost $4 billion. He plans to give it all away in the next 12 years or so and close his foundation down. Feeney lives and dresses frugally, wears a $15 watch, and travels in economy class. He is the archetypical ragged trousers philanthropist. He almost looks like he should be asking for a dime rather than the other way around.
Number 2.
A bizarre world of scorching hot ice shrouded in a steamy atmosphere may have been found, according to new observations. The composition and structure of the planet are still uncertain. Although it could be mostly ice, it is possible to imagine other compositions that would fit the data, such as a rocky world with a massive atmosphere. Even if water is abundant in this planet, the conditions would not be right for life to exist there. It would be too hot, and it is not even clear if any of the water could be in liquid form.
Number 3.
Walk like a Roman in this spring's ubiquitous look, the gladiator sandal. Sexy and bohemian, these showstoppers come in a range of leathers, from brown suede to imitation snakeskin. With hardly any heels, they can be as comfortable as flip-flops, but nowhere near as understated. And none are more dramatic than Stuart Weitzman's pale gold knee-high version, which look like space-age moon boots redesigned for warmer climes. Made of shiny, elasticized gold leather, the studded bands go from toe to knee, accentuating the curve of the calf.
Number 4.
After lying almost untouched in the vaults of an Italian university for 500 years, a book on the magic arts written by Leonardo da Vinci's best friend and teacher has been translated into English for the first time. It was written in Italian by Pacioli between 1496 and 1508 and contains the first ever reference to card tricks as well as guidance on how to juggle, eat fire, and make coins dance. It is also the first work to note that Da Vinci was left-handed. Although the book has been described as the foundation of modern magic and numerical puzzles, it was never circulated and has languished in the archives of the University of Bologna, seen only by a small number of scholars since the Middle Ages.
Number 5.
It's the virtual equivalent of window shopping, and a lot of us seem to be spending a lot of time doing it. Wilfing, or surfing the web without any real purpose, has become a new national pastime, according to a survey out today. Although a newly identified habit, more than two-thirds of the 33.7 million internet users in the UK admit to at least the occasional wilf, a term derived from the phrase, what was I looking for, while browsing the internet. The tendency to wilf is more prevalent among men than women, the poll found. Gazing at a succession of pointless web pages also appeared to be the preserve of the young.
Number 6.
Barry Bluestone was stuck on a delayed airplane in Detroit when he began chatting with the passenger next to him. She said she was a resident at one of Boston's teaching hospitals and told Bluestone that she and her husband loved living in Boston, taking in the symphony and the Museum of Fine Arts, hiking and kayaking. But now they were thinking of starting a family and they were sending out resumes looking for jobs in other parts of the country. Because, she said, even on our salaries, we can't afford it here. And housing costs aren't the only thing driving people away. Healthcare, taxes, and other expenses are high compared to the rest of the country, Bluestone said. His study found that a family of four making $64,000 in Boston could enjoy the same standard of living in Raleigh, North Carolina, on $44,000 a year.
Number 7.
A schoolboy who successfully bid for a PlayStation 2 on eBay not only got the games console, but found £44,000 in cash stuffed in the box as well. To say that he was surprised is a bit of an understatement. He was shocked and stunned. His parents were immediately worried about where it had come from and contacted the police, who are currently holding the cash. but it is possible the boy could apply to keep the money under the Police Property Act if the rightful owner is not traced. A Norfolk police spokesman said, "A special unit is looking into the order trail to establish where the money came from. It is a live inquiry at the moment, but nobody has been arrested. With that amount of money arriving in the post, there are concerns that it might have involved illegal activity."
Number 8.
The growing popularity of text messaging on mobile phones has been blamed as a major reason behind why writing standards amongst Irish schoolchildren have plummeted. A recent report expresses concern over the frequency of grammatical errors and incorrect use of punctuation. The report also suggested that the students' love of text messaging could be responsible for the short answers they give to exam questions when further explanation is expected. Text messaging, with its use of phonetic spelling and little or no punctuation, seems to pose a threat to traditional conventions in writing.
Number 9.
A survey of 950 people has found you're more likely to get a date if you work with your hands and in a trade than if you're a professional. Australians are becoming less concerned about titles and status and are more concerned with work not impeding upon personal time and the ability to live a healthier lifestyle free of the shackles of office life. Tradies work extremely hard, researchers said. However, they are usually in an environment where it is acceptable to leave the job at 3 p.m, enabling them to contribute more to family life. There is an idealised view of tradespeople. The life seems sexy, out in the sun all day, physical work, less stress and great pay. Meanwhile, white-collar positions are seen as less glamorous, more stifled and stuffy, less time-independent, more constrained and less healthy.
Number 10.
Scientists who monitored the heads and hearts of romantically involved couples found they responded more to chocolate melting in their mouths than kissing. Recordings of brain activity and heart rate were taken as the volunteers tasted pieces of dark chocolate or kissed their partners. The findings show that even the most passionate kisses fail to equal the buzz of chocolate. The scientists say that they expected chocolate, especially dark chocolate, to increase heart rates due to the fact that it contains some highly stimulating substances. But both the length of this increase, together with the powerful effects it had on the mind, was something none of them had anticipated.
This is the end of the listening test.